Hello guys, welcome to Audi News number 5, May 2nd, 2030. Today the big news will be that Instacast for iOS makes a jump on the Mac, now available in public beta. We love Instacast as much as the next avid Apple fan. It's an ultimate podcasting app for the ultimate podcaster. Instacast lets you both manage and stream podcasts on your iPhone and iPad, and do so in style. As a cloud-based streaming solution, it can be best desired as Netflix for podcasts. You can also subscribe to this podcast and also spread the message of Techno Rifles to everyone. Amazon updates Kindle app with new accessibility features. Amazon today announced a nice little update for its Kindle iOS app, bringing the title to the version 3.7. The update includes a handful of bug fixes and improvements, but the biggest change has to be the voiceover support. AT&T US subscribers can now access streams in Watch ESPN, Fox Now iOS apps. AT&T will give $100 credit for your old smartphone. How to back up your iPhone's contacts? There is an app called has My Contacts app. You can download it in the App Store. However, the paid version is for $1.99. That's the pro version, but you can download the free version, of course, for free. T-Mobile completes Metro PCS deal, adds 9 million subscribers. Twitter Fire iOS updated with better Vine support and location-based trends. Twitter, the popular microblogging service, which in March 2013 passed 200 million users, on Wednesday updated its mobile apps for iOS and Android platforms. Twitter version 5.6 for iPhone and iPad now lets you see location-based trends or browse trends tailored to your interest. All Things D reaffirms Apple is now working on defrostalization in iOS, like an invisible UI. iPad mini reportedly accounted for over 60% of Apple's tablet sales last quarter. The iPad mini has been extremely successful for Apple since it launched late last year. How successful? Well, according to a new report, it accounted for more than 60% of the that is 19.5 million tablets the company sold last quarter. Trust Twitter and Google, not Apple. Why? To protect you from the government data demands. Oh, that's bad. CloudOn for iOS is a new app in the App Store that allows Microsoft on Office on your iPhone and iPad. Pentagon set to approve iOS Samsung devices for secure use. A new report is out this afternoon claiming that the US Department of Defense is going grant security approvals for Samsung Galaxy smartphones as well as Apple's iPhone and iPads running iOS 6 in coming weeks. The move is separate from the mobile device implementation plan the Pentagon announced back in February. How to make Yahoo's new weather app the default in iOS? That's jailbreak a new tweak in town called as Yahoo Weather is better. It replaces your stock app Weather with Yahoo Weather and in the notification center too. T-Mobile CEO says, don't hold your breath for Metro PCS iPhone. Qantas releases passbook-enabled iPhone app. Australia's airline Qantas said back in November it would enable passbook integration for boarding passes for domestic flights. In the meantime, Qantas partner American Airlines rolled out support for passbook boarding passes, as did a bunch of major airlines around the world. Adobe shows off Lightroom SQ iPad app with RAW support, cloud syncing too available. Photoshop maker Adobe has a few more or less useful apps on the App Store, most of them tied to its Creative Clouding offering and the Creative Suite family of the desktop products for pros. Although the company caters for photography buffs with iPhone and iPad versions of Photoshop Express, Photoshop Touch, Ideas and other apps. Their pared-down version convinced has companion apps to the desktop counterparts. JCPenney airs TV ad apologizing for chickening out of Raw John's vision. Despite Android's gain, iPhone and iPad still account for 59% of mobile usage in web. Despite that, all the gains in Android had, the tablet market dropped from 58.1% a year ago to an IDC estimated 39.6% during the first quarter of this year. largely thanks to Apple not participating in the sub-$300 segment. And another big news is Facebook enabled Angry Birds Friends launches free on the App Store. As promised, finished on Thursday, that Rovio today launched the mobile edition of Angry Birds Friends. It's available in the App Store for free. Windows and other Nokia will be coming for their stores very soon. Given that Facebook edition of Angry Birds Friends is 60 plus million monthly installs and has over 1.2 billion users daily. The iOS and Android editions of Angry Birds should prove pretty popular. If you're a fan of social gaming experiences, Angry Birds Friends will invite your Facebook friends to play Brag of Achievements by spamming your Facebook friends newsfeed, send cash on virtual gifts, coins, earn bronze, silver, and gold trophies, and much, much more included. And you can see also the trailer in technorifles.blogspot.in. So tell me about audio news number 5. You can also send new news so that we tell in this podcast for everyone. This is Nareli from Techno Rifles.